You're listening to Comedy Forecast.
Well, I finally decided to do it. I'm making the move. I'm getting a new cell phone. You want to come along? Sure, I'm headed into the store right now. Come on, this shouldn't take long.
Hello, and welcome to Selling a Handbasket.
That's funny.
What is it that amuses you so?
That play on words, selling a handbasket.
I am not sure where you are taking this. Every phone we carry is packaged in a lovely little wicker basket.
It's true. They are everywhere.
Now, in what way may I assist you?
Hmm? Oh, I wanted to trade in my Trio 600 for a new phone.
I see. And how long have you had this wonderful phone?
How long? Let me think. I think sometime in 2004.
And tell me, for I must be inquisitive, what do you find so unappealing about this phone?
Unappealing?
Yes.
Well, not much, really. I mean, the screen seems a bit faded, and the battery doesn't hold a charge as long as it used to, but other than that, like I said, not much.
So, you puzzle me in an intriguing way. Let me ask you, why do you wish a new phone?
I figure a lot has changed in the last 4 years. It's time to trade up.
Oh, I see.
Is there something wrong?
No. At Sell in a Handbasket, the customer is always correct, no matter how much of an idiot they are.
How's that?
Now then, what phone were you thinking of trading up to? And you'll notice my use of the air quotes in that sentence, yes? It packs a good deal of dramatic punch, does it not?
Oh, sure. Especially since this is audio. That really helps. What phone? Well, I hadn't thought that much about it. They're all pretty much the same, aren't they?
Obviously to you they are. Ha! My remark stings like a butterfly. With a stinger.
Yeah. Like I said, they're all the same.
It is just your Trio you despise.
What do you mean?
Is it not true? You wish to cast it off, like a thing you cast off. Is that not true, Mr. Hip Modern Phone Guy?
Hey, what accent is that exactly?
Hut, 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 hut. Let us stay on one subject at a time, shall we, before we move on.
All right. Well, I don't need two phones, do I?
No, of course not. You want to forget all about your loyal, dependable phone just because it has begun to fade a bit.
Hey, stop with the air quotes, will you?
Oh, sure.
And I wouldn't say that about my Trio.
Oh, no? When you bought this phone, did you not sign up for better or for worse?
No, I signed up for 2 years.
A mere moment in the wash and wear fabric of time. And, take it from experience, do not forget to hand wash this fabric. Now tell me, have you two not shared many, many good times?
Good times?
Yes, yes. There must be some fond memories. A call to a special loved one. A favorite ringtone. Ring-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. Perhaps a naughty text message with leet speak?
Well, you know, I did listen to my first podcast on this thing.
There, you see? I have not a clue of what you are talking about, but it sounds very special.
Yeah, but now I have a separate MP3 player.
Oh!
What?
Oh, do you not see? Are you blind to what is happening, which means it has gone unnoticed by you? You two are starting to drift apart.
Look, my contract is up.
Oh, how many times have I heard that one?
What are you talking about?
The contract is up, and so the owner begins to roam.
Don't be ridiculous. I started to roam long before the contract was up.
Oh!
Ow! What was that for?
This phone/PDA has given you the best years of its battery life, and this is how you treat it?
You slapped me!
You shared conversations, music, bobcats!
Podcasts.
Whatever! And now because it has become a bit old and faded, you want to trade it for a newer model. Is that what you want? A trophy fawn?
Well, no, I just...
Then listen to me. I know things. Things I shouldn't even know. Go resync with your fawn before it is too late.
Really?
Yes, renew. Recharge before you lose everything. Oh, really? I mean it. If the battery dies, you can kiss your contact list goodbye.
You're right. I will. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ah, it is so darned awesome to be me. And yet, I feel somehow I should stop watching so much Dr. Phil. Ah, well. Ring ding 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 ding. Say, where am I from anyway?
The music featured in this episode was You Haunt Me by Bill Ferner, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Remember, you can always get in touch with us by emailing comedyforecast@gmail.com or call our listener line at area code 206-333-1339. Talk to you next time. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Zune Marketplace,
Zune me baby,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.